San Antonio Rose. It started out its life as a fiddle tune and song written by Bob Wills, the father of Western swing, but you're hearing it played on the five-string banjo by Indiana bluegrass musician Vic Rigsby. I'm Paul Tyler, and this is Indiana Hoedown with a program of bluegrass fiddling and music from down home in Kentucky, played by Vic and his father, Henry Rigsby. Vic Rigsby, who lives near Cromwell up by Ligonier, is one of the best-regarded bluegrass musicians in northern Indiana. Currently, he fiddles and leads a group called Vic Rigsby and Endangered Species. And as you'll hear today, he also plays guitar, sings, and picks the banjo. One thing I want to point out here right at the start is that Vic's banjo picking is a bit different from the standard bluegrass style of banjo playing called Scruggs picking, named after Earl Scruggs, who pioneered the style in the 1940s. The way Vic plays the banjo, his thumb takes the lead and picks out the melody. The difference is that in Scruggs picking, the thumb is used mostly to hit the high ringing fifth string. Vic calls his own style double thumb.
Instead of picking this way, I pick the other way. But it don't matter, see, because I'm trying to play most of the melody with my thumb anyway. Now I'll show you what I mean by the double thumb bits here. See, now this is akin to your old shuffle that I use on the fiddle, see? That fifth string when you have nothing else to do with that thumb. I just go to the fifth string when I got some free time. Now, I may hit six strokes with that thumb on one of the other strings. I essentially pick the melody with my thumb anyway. Like if I'm going to play Old Mountain Dew for you. Thank you.
When Vic Rigsby plays the banjo in his double thumb style, he's using three fingers on his right hand in all, same as in the standard bluegrass or scrug style of picking. But there's another older style of double thumb banjo picking that uses only two fingers, and this way of playing the banjo is generally regarded as a transitional style between bluegrass and the older yet clawhammer picking, also known as frailing the banjo. If you hear some of this old mountain sound in Vic's playing, it's something he came by naturally, for his father, Henry Rigsby, plays a bit of clawhammer banjo. It was back in Zagg, Kentucky, near West Liberty, that Henry and his brother Arthur used to entertain themselves and their family every evening, playing old tunes, songs, and melodies. And then, in 1939, Henry Rigsby moved away from Zagg, Kentucky, and brought his family to Indiana. Incidentally, Vic tells me that Zagg is now pretty much a ghost town, as most everyone who lived there had to move north to find work. After the Rigsbys moved to Indiana in 1939, Henry's music pretty much went by the wayside, for he had to work long and hard hours to support his wife Clella and their 13 children, of whom Vic is the oldest. As Henry said, Vic turned out so well, we tried 12 more. And now, at the age of 73, Henry Rigsby can still pick out a few tunes on the banjo. Vic and I visited his parents at their home in Wauwaka, Indiana, and that's where these next few pieces are recorded. First off, a couple of instrumentals in the key of C, and then we'll jump to a song, Get Along Down to Town, sung by Vic, who also plays guitar, backing up his father's clawhammer banjo.
This is an original tune, not his. I mean, this tune is hundreds of years old, probably a couple of hundred years old.
I've heard people play it on fiddles, but I never did hear nobody. Me and my brother are the only ones that I ever heard play it on the banjo. Some called it the heel and toe and polka, and some called it the rustic dance. And it's got four or five different names.
But really the name would be the Rustic Dance, and it would be done also in the key of C.
Thank you. buzzards all around. Get along downtown, get along down in town. Get along down to Lynchburg town, take the bikers down. Oh, once I had a yellow hen, I set her with the others. I set her on Scott's mother's brother. Get along downtown, get along downtown, get along down to Lynchburg town, take me the back of town.
Get along downtown.
Yeah, this is a regular old tune. It's been around for a long time. Well, 50 years that I know about. And then I don't know how much before that.
But. Well, I've known it for a lot longer than that. It's an old tune that ain't no telling. It's like all these. They ain't no way of finding out how old they are.
Yeah. These things are, there's no music written to them and no date that they were, a lot of them, that they were done. So just like another one that we'll probably do is Sourwood Mountain. Now, I don't know the author, I don't know, you know, anything about it, other than it's been done all my life, and so we'll do a little bit of it.
Chicken are gone at the side of the mountain, hey, oh, hey, so many pretty girls I can't count, hey, oh.
Clawhammer banjo picking, the way that Henry Rigsby plays it, is a style that probably developed late in the 1800s. More than likely, it is how musicians in the southern Appalachians adapted the sound they heard played by banjo pickers in traveling minstrel shows. So they adapted the style to fit with the fiddle music that was a strong part of mountain culture. Clawhammer picking, which mixes melody and rhythm, is quite suitable for accompanying the fiddle, especially for the modal or minor sounding tunes, which are a big part of the repertory of southern fiddlers from past generations. The guitar is not well suited for these minor or modal tunes, so these tunes tended to decline in popularity as the guitar became more popular. One thing that mountain banjo pickers did that bluegrass pickers don't do too much is to retune the banjo. There have been about 60 different tunings that have been documented from various old-time pickers. Some of these tunings were used for maybe only one tune. The variety of tunings that you get on a banjo and the different sounds that they give are, I think, one of the reasons why clawhammer picking is attractive to so many young musicians today. Here, Henry Rigsby's going to try out a couple of unusual tunings. He's already played in open C for us, and later on he'll go back to open G tuning, which is a standard for bluegrass. And this makes for another difference between old-time and bluegrass music. Many bluegrassers tend to play only in the keys of G, A, and B flat, and they miss out on a whole range of old-time tunes that are played in the keys of C and D.
Pick them out one at a time. It would be an F tuning. The tuning would be actually an F, but when he starts playing, he does it, uses the C position, which puts him in a B flat. He's actually picking in B flat on a regular five-string banjo with no capo. And this one was called The Fun's All Over. Now this is a family tune here, so don't let this one get away. Done in the key of C with a little bit of a modal tuning.
Can you tell me who all in the family played music?
Well, just me and my brother and him, I guess, about all.
What was your brother's name?
Arthur Rigby. He's deceased now, the last 10 years.
He was that great choir
and a great mandolin player.
He was the best mandolin man. I
think he was probably the best I ever heard.
We were talking before about guitars and that. When you started playing, they didn't have guitars.
Mm-mm. Oh, they had them, but we didn't. I didn't have one.
Yeah.
The first guitar me and my brother ever owned, he first bought an old and gave it, I think, $1.50 for it.
Yeah. Can you remember when about that would have been?
About 1922, 23, long or something.
Yeah, but
so you were playing banjo then a long time before you came up with a guitar. Did you play with a lot of other people?
Just me and my brother and him was about all ever I played with.
Well, there was another gentleman by the name of Del Carpenter that you played with. He's also deceased now.
Now, this was in the days before TV, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make music?
Even before radio.
Yeah.
Nobody had radios in those days up where we lived.
Yeah. So you probably made a lot of music at home.
That was the only thing we had. The only recreation we had was our own music because we had no toys, and see, there's 13 of us children in this family, so we didn't have too much to buy toys with, so that furnished your own entertainment, and that's about the extent of it.
Thank you.
shady grow there?
Shady grow.
After Vic and Henry were through picking out Shady Grove, Clella came in from the kitchen and sang a verse, and then asked Vic if he remembered the duets that they used to sing together when Vic was a boy. After some coaxing, Clella agreed to try some of those for me. It's been a number of years since she and Vic have sung together, and Clella's raised a large family since then. She now has 50-some grandchildren and close to 20 great-grandchildren. I'll let you hear Clella and Vic do a gospel song called I'll Fly Away. Clella didn't remember all the words. Still, I enjoyed hearing her sing.
Are you ready? Take it right from the top.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a land on God's celestial shore.
Her name is Clella Rigsby, by the way, and she's my mother.
Clella. That's funny name.
C-L-L-A. That's kind of an unusual mountain name.
A little bit of John Hardy.
Turn now from Henry Rigsby's clawhammer banjo back to Vic's double thumb style of picking. For some time now, I've known of Vic's reputation as the dean of bluegrass pickers in northeastern Indiana, but now that I've heard the music that he plays with his parents, Henry and Clella, I think I know where the strength of Vic's music comes from. He plays in a style different from that of his father's. He throws in a lot of modern licks, but his roots are deep into Kentucky hills and the music he heard there as a boy. While many bluegrass musicians today imitate performances of particular songs that can be heard on recordings of bluegrass greats, I think Vic shows more creativity than some. He's probably more inventive than most. It seems to me that the strong musical tradition of his family is a good foundation on which he can base his inventiveness. Vic has a good understanding of and feel for the old mountain music.
Thank you.
play stuff that nobody else plays. On the vibe.
Listening to Indiana Hoedown, I'm Paul Tyler.